Somalia's transitional government is protesting Kenya's decision on Saturday to ban all flights to and from Somalia because of a terrorism threat. Somalia's Information Minister Abdurrahman Ibi says the flight ban could potentially stall the Somali peace talks, which have been taking place in Nairobi since last year. Mr. Ibi says traditional elders and other representatives need to travel to Nairobi to complete the final phase of the peace talks, aimed at ending Somalia's more than 10-year-old civil war.
They are not here. They cannot come. And the conference cannot go ahead without them coming here.
Mr. Ibi adds that Kenyan and Somali business people are already feeling the impact of the flight ban. He estimates that both sides could lose up to $300,000 per day in trade and other business. This trade largely involves the sale and distribution of a plant called kat, whose leaves act as a mild stimulant when chewed. The kat leaves are in high demand in Somalia. The Kenyan government banned all flights to and from Somalia starting Saturday, citing an unspecified terrorism threat. Kenyan Assistant Foreign Affairs Minister Job Omino says by stopping potential terrorists from coming into Kenya from Somalia, the Kenyan government is doing what it can to protect its people.
The government perceived it to be the perfect moment to put a stop to this flight.
The move follows Friday's closure of the U.S. Embassy in Nairobi over what U.S. officials call new and concrete information concerning the continuing threat of terrorist activity in Kenya and East Africa. The United Nations is also concerned about the ban, which covers relief flights into war-torn Somalia. A UN official says the organization is asking Kenya to allow it to deliver aid to those Somalis who need it. Somalia has long had a reputation of being a haven for terrorists and arms dealers in the region. The country has no permanent central government and infrastructure to keep track of terrorist movements and activities. Kathy Maitani, VOA News, Nairobi.